The History and Topography of Ireland. After Gerald of Wales. Part 7. Birds and those that are missing.
Some birds found near water and others that build their nests at heights are present on the island. But others, which you might expect to be numerous, have been absent since beyond where words can cast their nets. The presence or absence of a type of bird in a region is a mystery, as they are creatures free to move from one place to another without restraint. Yet the attraction of some birds to cliff faces, some to hedgerows, others to sand dunes or cottage eaves, suggests that even those most endowed by the privilege of freedom are attracted to certain and definite boundaries. The attraction of these small universes is so strong that birds of a type will gather in unimaginable numbers on a small outcrop of rock, enduring the noise and intrusion of thousands of neighbours, rather than use the natural faculty of their wings and set off into the open skies of the world. There are exceptions, such as the freedom-loving albatross, encircling existence like a television satellite, or birds whose commitment to an area is partial, the swift or the swallow. The fact remains, though, while much has been said about the faculty of flight, less has been said about the choice of many types of bird to settle in one place rather than another. The island has been chosen by some and overlooked as of little attraction by others. We will, of course, focus on those types of bird that, for one reason or another, have chosen to settle in this westerly isle.
You have been listening to the History and Topography of Ireland. Enjoy your day.